Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Happy New Year!
Hi everyone, thanks for joining us for a whole new year of Let's Talk in English. Today's topic is culture.
And the title of our show is Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Wow, can you believe it? It's already 2018. Time flies, doesn't it?
It sure does. Friends, do you know what this phrase means, time flies? This just means that time goes by quickly.
Right. Another year is already here, and I am sure this year will go quickly too. So make sure to enjoy it.
You are already getting a good start by taking time to learn English with us today.
Good point. Well, let's jump into our lesson. Here's Pauline with today's Read It. So, friends, make sure to follow along.
Matt meets Taylor. He is a new reporter at the station. He is from North Carolina, but he wants to live somewhere new. Later, Susie meets Matt. She is sorry to bother him, but she is a reporter too. She likes working at the station. A reporter's job is actually very interesting.
Oh, I almost forgot. We have a new coworker at the office.
That's right, a new coworker for the new year. Have you met him, Peter?
No, but I am sure we will learn more about him today. Have you met him, Pauline?
Yes, he seems really nice, but I didn't get to talk to him for very long, so I don't know much about him. I'm looking forward to learning more about him today.
But first, let's learn those keywords with our teacher, Christina. Here she is.
Hello, 今天电视台来了一位新同事 Matt. 他担任记者 reporter 的工作。Matt is the new reporter. 他是电视台新来的记者。He is a new reporter at the station.名词 station 可以指电视台或广播电台。Matt 来自美国的北卡罗来纳州 North Carolina， 不过他想要到新的地方生活。He wants to live somewhere new。这里的 somewhere 表示在某个地方。Susie 来找新同事说话，他开口先说 ：“Sorry to bother you， 抱歉打扰你一下。”动词 bother 就是打扰的意思。Susie 本身也是记者，她对 Matt 说她很喜欢在这里工作。实际上来说，这个工作真的很有意思。Actually, the job is really interesting. 副词 actually 就是实际上的意思。
Hello, are you the new reporter?
Yes, my name is Matt Carson.
It's nice to meet you. I'm Taylor McKenzie.
Nice to meet you, Taylor.
Where are you from, Matt?
I'm from North Carolina, but I want to live somewhere new.
I understand. I am from Canada. I like new places, too.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, the new guy does seem nice. What's his name again?
His name is Matt. Matt Carson. He's the new reporter.He will be writing stories about what is happening in the world. He will be on TV talking about that news, too.
Right. That's what a reporter does. But Matt's not just a reporter. He's the new reporter here. Let's go to Christina to learn about the difference between these two little words, a and the.
Matt 是新来的记者。Taylor 说 ,Are you the new reporter? 你是新来的记者吗？我们来看这个句子里的冠词 the。Taylor 是电视台的主管，所以他想必是知道有新的记者要加入。所以看到 Matt, 他就猜测 ,Are you the new reporter? 你就是那位新记者吧。The 是定冠词，指出特定的人事物。比如你最近常提起一个女孩，而今天我看到你在跟一个女孩子讲话，就问你 ,Is she the girl? 她就是那个女孩吗？另外还有一种是不定冠词 ,a 或者 an, 一个的意思，它指出某一个人事物是一般没有特定的，比如 I'll buy her a gift 或者 We'll need a new teacher， 这些都是没有特定的。以上就是定冠词 the 和不定冠词 a 或 an 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. You are a great teacher, and we're glad you're one of the teachers on our show.
Good example, Pauline. But now let's talk some more about it. The new reporter, Matt. Where is he from again?
Oh, he's from the United States, like us. He's from North Carolina.
Nice. Friends, this is a good question. Where is he from? Where are you from?This is a very useful question, so we should use it. Let's go to Rebecca for some help.
Hey everyone, it's the beginning of a new year, 2018. And of course, it's the month of January. Are you ready to learn something new and use it? Well, today you are going to learn how to ask a question using the words...where and from. Of course, you will also learn how to answer the question. For example, where is he from? And you can answer by saying, he's from Tainan. Or you could say, where are they from? And of course, you can respond by saying, they are from Japan. Friends,This is very useful for English students, so don't forget to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So, Peter, do you remember where I am from?
Of course I remember. You are from Montana, and I am from Colorado. Our states are very close to each other.
That's right. But North Carolina is far away from Montana and Colorado. It's in the southeast part of the United States. Have you ever been to North Carolina, Peter?
Yes, I have. I have a friend that lives there. I went to North Carolina and we drove all the way to New York.
Wow, that's a long ways. I have an uncle and family who live in North Carolina, but I've never gotten a chance to visit them. I'll have to do that someday.
I understand. Well, of course you understand, Pauline. You were the one who said it.
No, Peter, I understand. That's today's...
Calendar phrase!
I understand.
我能理解。
I want to try new things.
I understand.
I want to visit new places.
I understand.
I want to see the world.
I understand.
But I don't have enough money.
Oh, yes, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
我能理解。
Oh, I liked that calendar phrase. I feel the same way.
Me too. Oh, but let's keep talking about Matt. Why do you think he decided to move here and take this job with us?
Well, maybe because he heard about what great coworkers we are.
Well, maybe. But didn't he also say that he wanted to live somewhere new?
Oh, right.That too.
Taylor says she understands. She moved here from Canada, so this was a new place for her too. But she likes it here.
Well, I'm glad that Matt is getting along with Taylor. That's no surprise. Taylor is easy to get along with.
I agree. I'm sure she will help Matt feel welcome here.
Well, we hope everyone feels welcome here, but now it's time for a short break. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome. Welcome back, friends. Well, we have a new coworker here at LTE Studios. Can you remember anything about him?
Let's see. Well, his name is Matt, and he is from Canada. Wait, no. Taylor is from Canada. Matt is from North Carolina.
Right, and he is the new reporter here, so I'm glad that we have him. He will be very useful. Let's find out what our friends are talking about now. Here's Conversation B.
Sorry to bother you. Are you Matt?
Yes, I am.
I'm Susie. I'm a reporter here at the station.
Great. Do you like working here?
Yes, I do. Actually, the job is really interesting.
I'm glad. I want an interesting job. My last job was not interesting.
You can do many different things here.
Peter, why does Susie say sorry to Matt? Did Susie do something wrong?
No, she's just being polite. Matt's doing something and has to stop when she starts talking to him. That's why Taylor says, sorry to bother you.
To bother means to annoy someone or cause them a little trouble. I don't think Susie really bothered Matt. It's just a nice way to say hello.
Right. But still, this is a good sentence to use when you begin a conversation with someone you don't know very well.
Especially if they don't see you or if they have to stop doing something to talk to you. Then it's good to start with, sorry to bother you.
Susie knows there's a new coworker named Matt at work today. When she sees a man who she doesn't know, she guesses that it's Matt.
Right, so she asks, are you Matt?
Of course, she's right. Matt answers, I am. Then Susie introduces herself. She is a reporter here at the station, just like Matt.
Matt is happy to meet another reporter. He's new and wants to know about the job here. He asks her, do you like working here?
Do you like working here, Pauline?
Yes, I love it. It's a fun and interesting place. I like the people I work with, and I like teaching.
I feel the same way, Pauline. But what about Susie? Does she like working here?
I hope so. She's worked here for a long time.
Good point. Thankfully, she does like working here. Actually, she says the job is really interesting.
We use the word actually a lot in English. It's a word we add almost without thinking. It just adds a little strength to what we're saying. We're saying this thing is very true.
Well, I'm glad Susie truly finds this job interesting, even after all these years.
Me too. And Matt is glad to hear that too. His last job was not interesting. Christina, can you explain what we mean by this term, last job?
新同事 Matt 说, My last job was not interesting. 所以他觉得之前的工作挺无趣的。 我们来看看形容词 last, 它可以表达最后一个, 比如, This is the last chance, 这是最后的机会。 Is it the last bus? 这是最后一班公车吗? Last 也可以表示前一个或上一个, 就像 Matt 说的, My last job. 来看例句, She is a friend from my last school. 她是我上一个学校的朋友. My last boss was very nice. 我的前老板人很好.
Thanks, Christina. So before the break, we learned that one reason Matt moved here because he likes new places. But there is another reason, too.
Right. Matt's last job wasn't very interesting. He took this job because he wants an interesting job.
Well, he came to the right place. This is definitely an interesting place to work. You can do lots of different things here.
That's for sure. I think he'll be really happy here. It will be fun to get to know him some more, too. But for now, it's time to move on and review all of those great English words we learned together today.
Here's the first keyword from today. Reporter. Reporter. A reporter asks many questions.
Station. Station. Alice works at a TV station.
Somewhere. Somewhere. Thomas went somewhere in the north.
Bother. Bother. The cold weather bothers Carrie.
Actually. Actually. Actually, these chairs are different. Okay, friends, those are the key words. Keep on practicing them at home. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Hello, are you the new reporter?
Yes, my name is Matt Carson.
It's nice to meet you. I'm Taylor McKenzie.
Nice to meet you, Taylor.
Where are you from, Matt?
I'm from North Carolina, but I want to live somewhere new.
I understand. I am from Canada. I like new places, too.
Oh, that's interesting.
Sorry to bother you. Are you Matt?
Yes, I am.
I'm Susie. I'm a reporter here at the station.
Great. Do you like working here?
Yes, I do. Actually, the job is really interesting.
I'm glad. I want an interesting job. My last job was not interesting.
You can do many different things here.
Meeting and getting to know new people is one of the most important skills to have in another language.
That's right. We practiced that a little today. Questions like, where are you from?
Yes. So I have a challenge for you. Want to play?
Sure. Of course. What's the challenge?
Okay. You have 1 minute on the clock. Can you think of at least 5 more questions for someone you just met? Starting now.
Okay. All right. Let me think. What's your name?
Pauline.
Pauline. That's good. That's my question.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Good. That's one. Another?
How old are you?
Don't ask me that. Oh, but okay. Yes. That's another one, too.
Great. Where are you from?
That doesn't count. We already did that one with Rebecca.
Okay, what do you do?
Ooh, okay, that's 3. Keep going. Time's almost out.
24 seconds. What do you like to do?
Great, I like to sing. That's 4. What, do you have another one?
What's your favorite food?
Hey, you did it! That's 5 questions! Great job! Friends, do you think of any other ones? I hope you played along, and I wish we could play some more, but now it's time to meet up with James and Ginger for a jungle chit-chat.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ginger. Let's take a look at today's news.
Ginger?
This morning there was a big accident.
Ginger?
But everyone is okay.
Ginger, I'm sorry to bother you, but what are you doing?
I'm reporting the news.
Why? You're not a reporter.
I'm not a reporter yet, but I want to be.
Why?
A reporter's job is interesting.
That's true.
And it's really easy.
Ginger, a reporter's job isn't easy.
It's not?
No, it's actually a lot of hard work.
Oh, then I don't want to be one.
Ginger!
Well, today we get to practice some questions together. Here's question number one. Where is Matt from? Where is Matt from?
You can find the answer in conversation A. Matt is from North Carolina. Question two. Where are you from? Where are you from? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Oh, where am I from? Well, I'm from my mother. And my mother is from the jungle. So I'm from the jungle too. But I don't live in the jungle anymore. I came here to help at the Jungle Cafe. I really like the Jungle Cafe. Don't you? Hey, where are you from? Huh?
Where am I from? Well, that's kind of a hard question to answer. I was born in Taiwan, and I lived in Taiwan for many years. But then I moved to the United States. And then I lived in many different places in the United States as well. So I don't really know how to answer that question. Where am I from? Oh, I know. Planet Earth.
Where are you from? I am from Vancouver. Vancouver is a big city on the west coast of Canada. It's a really great place to live. There are so many people there. You can try foods from many different countries because people from many different countries live in that city. Vancouver is also very close to the U.S. border. You can visit the United States very easily.
Where am I from? I'm from Taiwan. I was born there. I studied there. I studied high school, elementary school, and college in Taiwan. And after college, I moved to the United States. I miss Taiwan. I miss the people. I miss the food. And most importantly, I miss my family. Yeah.
Friends, thanks for joining us today, and make sure to come back tomorrow for a brand new show right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.